Welcome. It is so good to have us all here together. I was here earlier, and it was me and Carlos, and we're setting up, or not setting, we're kind of like taste testing the food, make sure it was y'all are good. You know what I'm saying? So we making sure the tangerines and the graham crackers and all that was all good for you guys. Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was good. No, but it is so good, guys. We've been separate for the past, I think, almost 4 months, and it's been beneficial, right? The women got a chance to be together, to fellowship together, to grow together, right? And the men did the same, and it was great. But there is something to be said when we come together, right? It is something to be said, and so I definitely wanted to just express my excitement about that. And actually, I want to open the floor up because it's been a while since we've been hearing each other in the same space. And so I want to open the floor up for some any good news. I know that there's been a women's retreat and a men's retreat that took place.
Day.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was a retreat. It was a retreat. And so I want to open the floor. If you could share, if those of you guys that participate in either of those retreats, you can share, and others that have other good news that you want to share with the congregation or prayer requests as well. So, Shayla, go ahead and help me out, please.
All right, making
We
my
would
way
like to
back.
share. Don't be scared.
I know you're looking at me like, what is it?
So,
Is it on? Make sure it's on.
mic check 1, 2.
It's not on.
Got it.
All
All
right,
right,
here
here
we
we
go.
go. So, a few of the men had an opportunity to go away this past weekend to Adirondacks, and we had a wonderful time. The thing that really inspired me with the time was it was about 7 of us. I believe we took a van ride up to one of the mountains. But in the car, we had time of prayer, where each of the men prayed what was on their hearts. We had time of reflecting on what is God teaching us right now in the different stages of our life. And just being vulnerable and sharing that with each other was just a great opportunity to bond, get closer. It was refreshing overall.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Once.
That mic looks lonely. That mic need to be held.
Good evening, brothers, sisters. Great to be together. I did get a chance to go visit New Hampshire this weekend. My sister's pregnant. She's like 30 weeks pregnant.
Hey.
So I had a little baby shower for her. But while I was there, I got a chance to visit the Dover Church there. So our fellowship, and it was just great to see a little, a fellowship. Had a lot of lay ministry, involvement, small
Nice.
little children's ministry going on. But one of the elders there, I think it was Greg Martin. Yeah, he sent greetings. Yeah, right there. Greetings to you from to Derek. So so yeah, it's great to just be a part of this kingdom, right? That
Yeah.
we got this just almost every so many places we go, we just could find in a fellowship, church, brothers, sisters, and all that. So that was pretty encouraging. So
Nice.
yeah, good news.
Yeah, that's good. That's great. Amen. Amen. Anybody else?
Daisy and then Felicia. Like always got.
Oh, here we go.
Well, this summer my son became a disciple, right?
That's true.
And I wasn't even going to share about that, but before he, because he did like this, oh no, mama, no, mama. I said, okay, now I'm going to share. But I also wanted to just say we're all growing as a family. This is like a whole new level of discipleship for us,
Wow.
So Satan wants to be in my house, and like we start kicking him out. So we just keep working. But we also had an incredible time at the women's retreat. And guys, please pray. So many women came out. And I just want those women, like Alexis and Michelle and Margaret, like all those women to just want to feel that all the time, mm-hmm. you know, because they walked away saying that, I want to feel this love.
Yeah.
I want to feel this connection. I've never had women that liked each other in the same room, right. and it was sincere. You know, so please pray for all of them, that all of our friends can become our sisters in
Christ. Amen. Yeah, yeah.
God is in the business of answering prayers. Let me tell you, I've been praying and he's been answering. Two things. At my apartment, my two-year lease was up. I've been praying all along that they don't increase my rent. I got a two-year lease with no increase.
Yeah.
Then God kissed me on the other cheek. He kissed me on that cheek, but that. On the other cheek, he kissed me with my neighbor. I have an 89-year-old neighbor who I've been reaching out to, and she's coming out to church this Sunday, and she asked me.
Come on.
So thanks, God is really working really miracles.
Amen. I got Stephen right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, with me, as you know, I stand up, and it seems to be a continuing story. As you know, I've stared in this meeting at several points that finances, we've been there. Almost, how are we going to pay the rent? How are we going to pay this bill? And again, we're praying this last week, and guess what happened? We heard that there were some tax rebates coming through, and they said it's about 300. So if you're a New Yorker, you paid your taxes back in 2023, you'll get about 300. Well, we got free checks all over a lot more than $300. So we're able to pay the rent again. It's amazing how God works. And of course, I pray to God, can we have another check? And he gives me another $10 check again the next day. Oh man, I love it, don't you?
Judy Page and I were crazy enough to host a tea party 2 days after the women's retreat.
Oh.
But God really blessed it because we had 8 friends come out and they enjoyed it. And it was really a wonderful time for everybody.
Wow. Wow. Well, I'm almost all a beam and then I'll close out.
Oh.
Because we gotta get going. Yeah, I know.
Well, just waiting to share. Nicole and I were in South America just this past weekend because her sister finally became a disciple after 7 years.
Awesome.
So now there's 5 people in our family that are disciples. That's
amazing.
Brother, nephew, niece, my brother, and now her Nicole's sister.
That's amazing. Yes. Congratulations, Nicole.
I'm down.
Yep. Okay. Great. See? You see how you feel?
Yeah.
You see how you feel hearing good news and hearing what's going on in the lives of your brothers and sisters? Now, I know conversations happen offline. I know this is not the only time you talk to each other. But again, it just goes to show just how valuable we are to each other. Yeah. To be able to hear good news. And sometimes news may not be so great. That's okay, too. Like, it doesn't always have to be projected as, you know, it's always sunny. Even when it's storming, we can share that with each other so we can be praying for one another. So when we see each other coming through those doors, man, we can give those embracing hugs that just melts you, right? And so I love that. I'm so excited to hear and be able to be back with everybody. You know, my little good news, you know, it may not be life-changing, but my neighbor, so this is actually pretty cool. So a couple of weeks ago, we hosted the singles over our house. And there was a unfortunate fender bender right in front of my house, oh, wow. Right? And it happened with my neighbor. Now, we moved there and we have not met this neighbor yet. So this is the first time I'm meeting my neighbor, you know, having an accident with my brother here, right? So, you know, I come out there introducing myself like, hey, neighbor. And, but it was cool, right? So the brother, you know, it was a very minor accident, but you know, the brother was cool-headed, he was fine, the neighbor was cool-headed, and we just started talking. We spent out maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes talking outside, just getting to know each other, and so we had the fall festival, And so I, you know, gave him the invite, said, listen, you know, we're having a fall festival right around the block, right? You can just come on through. And so sure, he said he was gonna go, so he went. And so he gets there, you know, him and his wife, and immediately, you know, I bring his wife to the chili cook-off, and she was one of the judges there. And all of a sudden, I see Kevin Finity and my neighbor talking. And they like, they go all the way back to like, what, elementary school? I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing, right? And so he's looking around, he's looking at the fellowship, like, wow, you guys do this all the time? Like, no, we don't do this all the time. We can't do fall festival every Sunday. That's a lot of moving parts. You know, it's a lot of logistics that go behind that. However, you know, this is our family. This is what we do. It goes, well, now he kind of made a connection because every other week it seemed like you have 7 cars at your house, right? But he said, but y'all cool though, y'all cool. You're not loud, you know, you're not crazy. You know, it's just, I always see activity at your house, you know? And so a couple of days later, I think it was like this week.
Yeah.
You know, we hear a doorbell, the doorbell rings, and our neighbor made us carrot cake.
Yeah, she has carrot cake.
Like, it is some good carrot cake.
Yeah, well, that's bad.
I know I like apple pie, but I also like carrot cake. And it was really good. So, you know, I see those things happening, and I just think seeds. That's all that's happening right now. Just seeds, right? You don't know when it's going to bloom. You don't know when that person is going to just throw up on you and say, man, I need God in my life. But be ready, right? Be ready when they're ready to throw up on you. So you're there to catch all that and direct them to God, right? So that's my good news, among other things. So, you know, we started talking about loving the Lord with all of your strength, right? And we're finishing the year with that theme in mind. And I shared with you on Sunday how, you know, where it reads in Deuteronomy chapter 6 that the word strength is not necessarily like physical strength, right? Like the Hebrew word that they use there is miud. And that word is fullness. It's your veriness. It's muchness. It's like it's an adverb in some ways to describe. And so we were looking at that. And so I left off saying, well, no, this for the rest of the year, we're going to touch on a couple of things. And one of the things I've discovered as I've been reading this, I've been studying this out, like personally, I believe that the fact that God uses that word instead of our physical strength now allows this opportunity to have unlimited ways to express our love to him. Because if it was just about our physical, you know, just our physical strength, which that's already limited. I mean, look at me. I don't even go to the gym. Right? So we're already limited on our physical feet, right? But because God doesn't use that word, he uses something that is far open, that allows so many different ways to express our love to God, I believe is a benefit to all of us, right? And so, you know, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it reads, his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. So we see that God has given us everything that we need. So again, the door of limitation has been closed and unsaid, untold numbers is now available to us. So I want to open the floor. And I want to ask you guys to share, what resources do you believe God has given us, right? Maybe you specifically or mankind, you can go as broad as you feel, but what do you believe are some of the resources God has given us as we live in this world, in this life?
I've noticed recently about the resource that God gives us through his spirit to change. It's important. And that comes through with the brothers and sisters around us helping us.
Yep.
We don't realize what an incredible resource is.
Okay.
And obviously we've seen that in our teen ministry.
Yep.
When we see them watching us and they're becoming disciples because of it.
Yeah.
That's a pure resource
the
of God.
The ability to change. Is it absolutely a resource? Anybody else? Any other resources you can think of?
to really trust in his promises and to call God on his promises. Like Matthew 6, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. There's many promises like that. So I see that as a resource where we can have a specific way to connect to God and look to him to answer these things.
Absolutely. Think about it. What if we were incapable of trusting? Nothing and nobody. So the word of God comes to us, I don't trust it. We're lost, we're doomed if we never had the ability to trust, right? That's a good one. Anybody else? Any other resources you can think of?
To believe that he is faithful, and even when you're doubting, you know, just believing that he is faithful, I'm going to be faithful, it gives strength and motivation.
Yeah, the ability to believe. Oh my gosh.
I look at the word of God as our greatest resource. And I, you know, media can be used for a lot of bad things, but I also look at the ways that the word of God is spreading through electronic media, mm-hmm. where we all have a Bible in our pockets wherever we go. The Bible has never been more accessible to more people at any time in human history. And it's not just the Bible itself, but one of the resources that I've been taking advantage of for the last several months has been podcasts. And there's a particular podcast called the Bema Discipleship Podcast that I have just found incredible. It's like invigorated my Bible study.
Yep.
And you go, it's like having a commentary that you're listening to, and you go through every book of the Bible, and it's really revitalized my Bible study. You know, sometimes our Bible study can get a little stale as we get older in the faith, and this has just been like a shot in the arm. So
yep.
That's one resource that I wanted to
thank
share.
Thank God for the word.
Me.
Absolutely. What about the resource of finance? What if none of us had access to money? Like, that's it. There's no access. There's no option. None of that. Imagine where we'd be, right? Anybody else? Oh, I can go ahead.
For me personally, the kingdom of God is a resource that I feel God has given me. Case in point, when my family relocated to the United States, ideally, when you move like that, you don't have anyone. You start life with, you know, your three kids. Things are rough. But we had the kingdom and we had built-in family. So even people who didn't know us would come, pick me up, show me where the grocery store is, gathered clothes from, you know, the members for my kids, because we came from a place where it's summer all the time, and we didn't really understand winter. So, yeah, the kingdom of God is a big resource to
Amen.
Me.
Amen. Amen.
Something that's been a big resource for me, and I think everyone in this room will agree, is forgiveness. Being able to forgive myself for things I've done or said, being able to forgive others, and ultimately the fact that God has forgiven me and continues to forgive me every single time. I think it opens the door to conversation mm-hmm. with others. It opens the door to healing and just ultimate gratitude.
Amen.
Yeah, amen, amen. Amen. So I love that too, right? We talk, you know, forgiveness. If we didn't have the ability to forgive, right? First of all, to receive forgiveness, right? But then, okay, let's say we did receive forgiveness and we recognize, we acknowledge that we've been forgiven as much, but we are unable to forgive anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Better.
Like I'll share real briefly. I remember a time in my life, you know, my relationship with my dad was estranged. Like, we were great friends when I was younger. Then there was a point in my life, my early 20s, where I just became really bitter towards him. And it was just a dark space for me towards him. Now, everything else in my life seemed fine, but whatever it was, the energy that was sucking my life during that time, because I wasn't able to forgive him, it was just wearing me down. And I finally was able to express to him what I was feeling. and I didn't get the response I was looking for. And it kind of like the bandit was ripped all over again. And I realized at that moment, even though it sucked, I was like, man, you know what? All this time, I'm sitting here in my little corner, in my little private room, just stirring in my heart, not forgiving him. And he was living his life. He wasn't even thinking about these things. And so I was like, you know what, God? First of all, forgive me, right? And I got to forgive my dad, and I got to move on, right? And so if I didn't have the ability to forgive, I would still be there. It's 2025, but I'm still trapped back in 1995, you know? So that ability, the resources that God has allowed us to have, and then for us to fully utilize it to love him, is amazing. We talked about all these different type of resources. Tonight, we're going to talk about one specific resource, time. Yeah. Time. Time is a resource that is available to mankind. Every man and woman that was ever created, that was ever born, lived, and died, had this resource, time. Now, we can measure how much of it they've had, right? We can talk about all these different things. But time is a precious resource that every one of us have. Unlike money, unlike possessions or energy, which can be lost. And sometimes some of those things can't be regained. There's things that we lose in our life that we can never recover from.
Yep.
But time is also something that you cannot gain back. Once the clock starts, you don't get that time back. Once that second, that minute, that hour, that day, that month, that year, once it has passed, we no longer have access to it anymore. In Psalms 90, this is a special psalm I found early this week, and it just stuck with me. If you want to read the whole thing, you can, Psalms 90. But specifically, we're going to look at verse 12. It reads, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." And I was like, wow, teach us to number our days. Like, you know, so many times I go by, I don't even think about how much time has gone by. Mm-hmm. And here, and this is actually Moses talking, and he's asking God to teach him how to number his days. Why is he asking that? Why is he asking to learn how to number his days? Because everybody else has that. Everyone has access to it, rich or poor, it doesn't matter. The only difference between all of us with time is how we use it. That's the only difference, right? That's the only difference. In this psalm, Moses is asking because he wants to value the time. Because so much time can go wasted on things that are frivolous and temporary and easily lost, right? And so for us to have this mindset to count the time and count the days, it's not like a literal sense, but it's more like to be aware and be cognizant of how valuable time is, right? Being a good steward of our time, right? And not just, you know, squeezing God into something that we have going on, but learning how to look at every situation through God. Like every moment of our life through God, not, you know, God has added on to it, right? It's a different perspective. You know, if you look at, you know, I know we got the FTF about to put the survey out. If you consider it, you consider your day like a budget, right? Let's say we look at our day as a budget. That means you got to allocate your time. What are we going to allocate it towards, right? What are the most important things that we think is valuable that's worth our time? And the things that we think is not worth our time is going to go on the bottom end of that budget sheet because it's like, it's not really, you know, if I can get to that, I'll get that. But if you truly value time, then you're not going to waste it, right? You're not going to waste it. So what are we going to do at this moment? I have worksheets. Yep, we got a little worksheet, a little interaction here. Can you help me pass this out? Yeah, you can split that up for me while that's going out. And so what we're going to do, oh, I got some pencils if people need. I got some writing instruments if anybody needs some writing instruments in here. And what I would like to do, can I need to look at that real? Let me get one. Let me just get one. Thank you. Yep. So as it's going around, I'll kind of explain what I would like everybody to do. So once you get your sheet, you will see the first section. The top section, it has the Psalms on there, Psalms 90, verse 12. And it says, again, in verse 12, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And so I hope I have enough. How are we looking? Still working its way to the back? All right. Yep, I get refreshments and in-class work. Yep. Hopefully there's enough. If not, we might have to do some sharing here. Okay. It's making its way. How are we looking? We're looking at everybody in the back got one yet? All right. We got a few. Are we out? Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I thought I printed enough. We don't have enough. Okay. We'll call an audible on this one. All right. So here's what's going to happen. This is for those of you who do not have one, if you can try to scoot close to somebody who does. Maybe you can write this down. So on one side, on the first section where it says distractions, okay? First side, it says distractions. What I need you to do is think about what are three, maybe at least one, if you can name at least one distraction in your life right now.
One.
Maybe it's something this week that you've noticed. Maybe it's something that you're maybe in the middle of a storm right now. I don't know. But whatever comes to mind, whatever you believe is a distraction for your time, I would like you to put that there. Now, if you're an overachiever, you're going to put three, right? Once you figure that out, I want you to go to your right where it says, what can I prioritize? That's your counter. So whatever you put for your first distraction, go ahead and put what you can prioritize over that distraction. Does that make sense? So 1-1, 2-2, 3-3. If you want extra credit, you'll flip it to the back and go on further. So I'll give you a few minutes and we'll reconvene. Should have some smooth jazz music playing in the background or something.
My phone have jazz in it. Sorry, this
put about another we'll go about another
women's statements
another minute.
Fine. The questions.
All right. All right. So, yeah. So the whole point of that little exercise, you know, in the spirit of talking about how valuable our time is, if you look at your distraction side, right? Now, without judgment, you know, I'm not going to say, man, whatever you put on there is not worth your time, right? I'm not going to say that. But really think about what you wrote down and ask yourself, how much of my time and energy have I devoted to it versus focusing that towards God? You see what I'm saying? Like, so again, the idea is to help you realize or become more sensitive to the value of your time. Because for some of us, we probably have things on there that, yeah, okay. All right, somebody cut you off and it made you frustrated. And then you pulled over and you went, maybe it is a mountain. Maybe it is a valid mountain that's distracting you, right? But in the scope of eternity, right, in the scope of eternity, how much time was it worth the time it's taking from you? Right, that's an internal question you have to ask yourself, right? Because it's important, because as we're talking about loving the Lord with our fullness, that means even with those things we wrote down, I got to figure out a way, how am I going to love God through this? What resources is available to me to allow me to love my Lord with all my strength? Like, that's what I got to figure out, because God has given me everything I need. There's nothing that I'm lacking. Satan will tell us we're lacking it, but we're not lacking anything. We have everything that we need. So the question is, here's my time that you've allotted me. How much of it am I wasting on this? How much? How much is it worth? Right? Because we got to be good stewards of the time God has given us. Right? So what about our time? Loving God with our time means being intentional. You know, I use that word a lot, right? Loving God with all our heart, I mean, with our strength, right? We're going to have to be intentional in order to not let the distractions take away our time and rob us of the time that we have, because we don't get that time back. In Ephesians 5, verse 15, it reads, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity." Right? We think about our time, and we think about many different interactions that we have throughout the day, whatever those interactions are, right? But every interaction required a resource that we have, which is time. Everything from the time we woke up, the time we got out of bed, the time we got ready, that required time. The time we decided we're going to allot this time for prayer or reading scripture or going into a moment of worship, whatever that time you allotted, that requires time. Everything that we're doing is requiring time. Now, as we're doing these times, how are we looking at the time that we have? How are we, you know, funneling this through God? That is the big call, right? Making the most of those opportunities. How much opportunities do we actually have? We may not even be aware of it. But sometimes things go right over our heads. We don't recognize, oh, this is an opportunity to love God with this. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, right? There's times, you know, like I said, the situation where, you know, I met my neighbor, that could have been a distraction. Because I was like, okay, right now I told the singles we're starting at this time. And you know how I'm a stickler for starting on time, right? So I could have been locked in on my schedule and say, nah, listen, hey, you know what? Come on, we got to start. This could happen another time. Or maybe this is an opportunity to reach out to my neighbor. Maybe it is. I don't know. The only thing I'm going to find out is allocating some time to talk to him. Allocate some time to sit out here and share some words together. I don't know where it's going to take me, but I think that time I allocated that I didn't even schedule, because that's what happens with time, right? Sometimes stuff happened. You didn't schedule it. It just so happened to happen, right? But I decided to allocate a little bit of the time for this opportunity, right? And so, Shayla, at this time, you're gonna share some things about, I know you've been talking about different opportunities that we've been running into.
Yeah, so man, God has given me a lot of opportunities this past year. I mean, I think with the women I shared in the beginning of the year, for those that don't know, I am part-time ministry, but I also work part-time for a federal agency. And in January, you know, I used to work from home. I was a remote employee. That was the basically the agreement that we had when I moved from Georgia to New York. And, you know, January, all federal employees were to return back to office or not work anymore. So now I travel to Newark, New Jersey. I leave my house at 5:30 in the morning, work 10 hours and get home about 6:30. And so in the beginning, I was just like throwing a tantrum, right? But then I was like, what can I do with this time, right? This is not how I would like to use my time. And so I decided to make the most of the opportunity that God has given me, you know? So Newark, New Jersey, we have a couple of sisters on staff that lives in New Jersey. I'm like, hey, I have lunch between this time and this time. Let's get together. And I was able to utilize that time to get together with some sisters that otherwise would have been harder to. You know, I have an hour and a half drive back home. I'm like, what could I do with this time? Man, this is the time I have a standing prayer time with a sister every Monday. You know, that's the time we talk and we pray together, we catch up. But it's been so good to just to make the most of this time that I have, right? Or I could just complain about it, right? It looks like next week I may be furloughed. So I may have a whole lot of time, right? Because their government's not funded. So I'm not working, I'm not getting paid, right? And so I could be like, oh my goodness, like I'm gonna worry what I'm gonna do. Yes, we're praying that God will provide. But at the same time, I already made plans with another sister that works with me. It's her birthday, but let's go celebrate your birthday. You know, let's make the most of this time that we have because, you know, I think about the scripture, Matthew, right? Worrying does not add an hour anytime, you know? So why? And so I've decided to make the most of the time that God has given me.
Keep that. So with that in mind, you go back to your sheet. We're gonna go to this into the next section. Told you got some in-class work to do. Again, I'll read it, Ephesians 5:15. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. So at this time, go ahead and you'll see the missed opportunities. Again, this can be missed opportunities this week, or maybe something just jumped out at your mind and you're like, man, you know what? In thinking about these situations, this is something I wish that I would have took it full advantage of, right? And then on the right side of it is if I had it back. Mm-hmm. So on one side, here's a missed opportunity. You recognize now that you're, you know, it's now past that time. You recognize that was a missed opportunity. On the other side, write what you would have do differently if you could rewind the clock back. All right, so I'm gonna give you a few minutes on that. All right, give you another minute there. All right. Okay. So as you can see, you know, when you look back at some of these opportunities, some of them are probably, you know, maybe they're frivolous or maybe they're huge opportunities for whatever reason. Maybe it's for a relationship, maybe it was a business venture, whatever that is. Again, it's designed to help you see that if we're mindful of our time, if we're filtering our days centered on God, that one, we're valuing the time that we have that's allotted to us. And then when those opportunities arrive, we would recognize it as something that we can do for God, right? Like that's the hope. Again, we're thinking and we're wanting to love the Lord with all of our strength. So that means when these opportunities come, that we don't push it aside and substitute it for something else, because our time is valuable. It is a resource that God has given us. And so this is one of the ways we can offer our gratitude, by maximizing those opportunities. And is it just in evangelism? No, I don't want you to think this is an evangelism push. Obviously, there's always opportunities to share the gospel. Like, I can't imagine a time where, you know what, this might not be a good time to talk about Jesus. Like, I can't imagine that, right? But there's always an opportunity to plant a seed. But it's beyond that. It's opportunities with your kids, right? Some of us have kids still living with us at home, right? Those opportunities to plant seeds there, we don't want to miss it, right? There's opportunities in relationships, which I'm going to go into right now, right? Valuing the time with people. That's another thing, right? Like, because, you know, Shayla and I are talking about this. Like, listen, we have one more kid in our house, right? We don't want to waste this opportunity. We don't want to waste the time that's flying out, that we're not planting seeds in him, you know, because we don't know when it's going to bloom, but we want to maximize that, right? In Hebrews 10:24, we know the scripture well. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another as all day we see the day approaching. God designed us for community. And so because we're in a community, that means it's going to require some time to be allocated to that community. Like, you can't be in a community but don't allocate no time to each other. That doesn't make any sense. That's completely contrary to what God has designed. So clearly, he wants us to share some of this time, this precious time that we have amongst us. Right, he doesn't want us to be in a community, but we're also an island to ourselves. That doesn't make any sense. That's contrary. And if you don't think allocating time to God's people is not a form of loving God with all your strength, then I think you need to go back and look at the many scriptures of the one another. Right? So it's important that we allocate time for people, not just in our community, but also outside our community. We got to make time for people. We can't spend so much of time for self. Like, there's a season for self-care. Please don't get me. Don't think I'm trying to bash, you know, taking care of yourself, because that's also important too. But you can't be in self-care for 5 years. Nah, at some point you gotta get better. You gotta be able to graduate, right? Because you gotta allocate this time for other people, right? That's what God is talking about. And I know you guys know what I'm talking about when I say sharing this time with people. I love the hangouts. I love, you know, hanging out over here or Anarandex and the women's retreat. Those are the corporate stuff. But then the one-on-ones or having your family group or whatever that is, whatever it looks like. Because why? It's unlimited. God didn't say the only way you can love me is this way. That's it. He opened it up to our imagination. There's unlimited ways to show your love. And he's given us this resource of time for us to fully utilize it. Fully utilize it. I think about how I utilize my time, right? Now, I know y'all looking at me, well, Kenton, you on staff, so you got plenty of time to be intentional. You're absolutely right. But let me remind you, prior to coming to New York, I was a lay minister. That means I was working 9 to 5, Shay and I working 9 to 5, just like everybody else. We still had 24 hours. We didn't get more time. You know, it wasn't more hours allocated to us. And so those times is similar to what Shayla was saying. On my way home, I'm calling people up. I'm setting up lunches on Saturdays. I'm getting together with somebody on Tuesday. I'm trying to find ways to maximize my time for God. And I'm not saying we're doing this to burn ourselves out, right? Like that's not what God is asking. But when we start to embrace this understanding that this resource of time is given to us from God, He's given it to us. We didn't earn time. We didn't come out the womb and He was like, man, I'm gonna give you 24 hours. it doesn't work that way. He's given it to us. And it's for us to say, okay, since you've given this to me, I know I didn't earn it. And I know what I do with it is not gonna like make me more closer to you because you're counting my steps in that way. But out of gratitude, how can I maximize this time through you at my job or at home or in relationship to one another, to my neighbors, different circumstances, stuff I didn't plan for? How can I maximize my 24 hours that you give me in a day to fulfill myself loving you with all of my ma'ud? How do I do that? And that's what I'm hoping we're going to engage in more in the next couple of weeks, right? And so, brothers and sisters, I hope this little exercise just kind of brought some things to light or maybe just help you to be a little bit more sensitive to how valuable your time is. We're going to be talking about some different ways, the different resources God has given us so that we can love Him with all of our strength. I believe the next midweek is not obviously, 2 weeks from now, but the next one that we come back together, Anthony's going to be doing the midweek, and he has something that I believe is totally going to benefit us as we're continuing to learn how to love the Lord with all of our strength. Amen.
Amen.